On today's Creator Corner, we're talking to Ashes0909 and our very own Ferret about the process of collaboration, specifically about their long-running collaboration on the series Held. So thanks, guys, so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What I would really love to know before we kind of get kicked off is, how did this all start?
Ashes started it.
Back in, I think it was 2017, I basically had been doing I had been writing a lot of very short fic. Like even before I got into fanfic, I was writing very short, like 100-word drabbles. I got very into this original fic thing called flash fiction, and that's like 1,000-word stories. So I had been very comfortable writing very short pieces. And then I even wrote a whole story that was like 300-word stories all together, making like one big story. And that was like 300 reflections or something, I called it. So when I was kind of thinking, basically I went out one day and I got kind of drunk at a happy hour.
Kinda.
And then
you can still type, so.
Yeah. And sentences made sense more or less. And I kind of had the idea of creating a drabble series, essentially, of kink stories. So BDSM stories featuring like Dom Tony Stark and sub Steve Rogers. And at first I was just like, well, I'm just going to write one drabble and that's just what it's going to be. And it's based off of Steve seeing the Iron Man briefcase with the chain and handcuff attached to Tony, and kind of thinking very kind of like intriguing thoughts. And then I just left it there, cause like I saw that as like a whole story. And then I realized that I didn't kind of get my fill of that. So I was like, well, I can create a series that has multiple short bits of kink and have them connect, but also be able to be read separately. And that was like my initial idea. It was kind of an evolution of this drabble series idea that I just really like writing like short bits. Like I just feel like you can write a whole story out of somebody climbing down the stairs. The beginning of the stairs is the beginning of the story, middle and end. And that's a whole story, even though it only took place in like a sneeze amount of time. And so I brought that mentality to the smut realm. And I was like, well, maybe I can create these two characters that just like you see their relationship through these little snippets of kink and also romance, and then it can be read as full, or it could just be, you know, take one here, then take the next one like 4 episodes later, and you would still like get something out of it. So that was like my initial, I guess, background, and then of when it came to like creating something of this style. And then the reason that they're all individual stories, because like I could have made them chaptered, is that I had no idea that it was going to grow. Like the first one I wrote was kind of like just supposed to be a standalone. And then because I was like, well, I can see this little snippet happening from the last one, so I'll just, you know, write a standalone of just that. And then throughout this entire period, I was pretty active on Discord, chatting with Ferret and some other people, just like kind of like excited, but also brainstorming. And then, so I feel like while I initially made the first one and like the second one, I like always had Ferret as like a soundboard, or like a, I'm doing this here, read it. And just like, and you know, she would bait it, and she would just kind of like be part of the brainstorming aspects of like me being like, I think that this can happen. And she being like, yeah, I can. And so there was a connection there between us. And then I guess Ferret can probably pick up her part on that from there.
Yeah. So I think you'd written 2, and I remember we did have such a long conversation about whether you wanted to make it a series or chaptered, and it really did come down to wanting them to have this standalone quality. But I think looking back on it now, we both might feel differently about that, looking back at what it turned into. But anyway,
can't change the past.
Nope. So we Yeah, I felt really involved with it just because we were both really involved with each other's processes for everything by then anyway. We hadn't known each other that long, but we were betaing for each other, and every fic needed a brainstorming period, which we still do for pretty much everything together.
And I feel like we realized that like our writing styles were pretty similar. Yeah,
that's part of why we beta meshed so well, was because we really knew what the other person was trying to get out of their stories, because we had such similar writing styles and also similar likes and similar viewpoints on the characters and the world and our real world and all that. So it made it easy for us to communicate, and communication is such a key part of baiting. So
yeah, and collaboration.
Yeah. I've told this story before back in our BDSM conversation, but I had I was taking a fake nap, which I do sometimes, and my mind was wandering, and we'd been talking about, I think, Nelt or Order, one of the really early ones, a lot during the day, and I had it all up in my head, and I just had one of those muse moments where the whole story beams into your mind, and I came up with Gripped, which is the one where they're at a party and Steve has to hold these two metal balls in his hand for the whole party, and that's the whole aspect of control that happens in that piece. And I wrote it out, and we were close, but we weren't. I was still a little nervous to send it to her because we weren't as close as we are now. And I was like, I hope it's okay that I wrote part of Hell. Like, you don't have to do anything with it. I wrote fan fiction of your fan fiction. And she was like, oh yeah, so like, we're going to do this together now, right?
Yeah, at that point, I remember kind of being like, well, I'm cool with this, since it was already kind of designed to be individual stories, to just kind of have it be like, you write yours and I write mine in this universe that we're like already talking so much together about. And then it became, I feel like at first it was very much like, these are the ones I'm writing, these are the ones you're writing, while still discussing it and baiting it together. And like, if I was kind of like, oh, I don't actually think that we ever kind of disagreed with what somebody wrote at this point, but it was very much like, I'm writing my little snippets and you're writing your little snippets, but we're telling the same story. Yeah. And then as we moved on, I think the first one that we actually wrote together wasn't until the 12th one of Display. And correct me if I'm wrong, Farrah, but I feel like even in the beginning when we would do collaborations, we would split the chapters.
Yeah, Display was split chapters. I can't remember at what point, because we didn't always give credit to both of us if we got, like, so the other thing that maybe is important to tell at this point is that we came up with this arbitrary rule early on when, because the first, in the beginning, there was this idea that they were all going to be really short. And miraculously, Gripped turned out to be one of the shortest, which I think if it had ended up 2K, you'd been like, nope, not allowed to join me. But
I was like, this is nice, but it's kind of like just my vision of its own.
But we came up with this arbitrary rule that they had to be 750 words or less. And so I don't know when that fell apart, but for a while, if you look back at the word counts, a lot of them are exactly 750. A lot of them are very close to 750.
Yeah, sometimes we would let ourselves, because I am looking, there's like a couple, like 16.
The ones where we did that was like, oh, it's multiple chapters. And so we gave ourselves, Display was the first multi-chap. And we did 2K for that one because we realized we couldn't tell the story in 750 words.
Yeah.
But when we did the 750 thing, one of us would write one, and then we'd both go into the Google Doc together at the same time and do what we call snipping.
Snippet.
We'd use the Discord scissor. I can't call it scissoring on air.
Scissor emoji.
That's for a different conversation. We use the scissor emoji in Discord to represent it, so there isn't a word for it. But we go in and, you know, we'd have written 900 words or whatever, and together, regardless of who'd written it, we'd both go at it with a machete to get it down to 750. And it sort of created this distance that made it easier to be critical, because we had this shared goal of getting it to 750. So it wasn't one person critiquing the other person. It was both of us trying to reduce what was there and what was good. There was no need to say the sentence is bad. It was just like, oh, if we have to cut a sentence.
It's unnecessary. Like, yeah. This isn't, yeah. And I think that creating this place where we felt safe to just be like the, once the words were written and it was like kind of let go, and then it was both of ours. So we, like Farid said, had the shared goal of bringing it down. But I think that it was very interesting, at least for my own writing, it ended up really creating this like very frequent writing exercise where I realized like what words were necessary and what words were just me kind of writing. And it was easier at that moment to say this in 50 words than it was to say it in 10. And like for some emotions you want to evoke, I feel like it's better to kind of say like suspense, you know, if you say it shorter, it can create a more suspenseful emotion. And I think that we both were kind of really seeing and benefiting from like this idea that like, I don't need to love all of my words. Like the story is the main goal.
It's inside there somewhere.
Yeah. So let's do what's best for the story. And then as like we continued, I think even in our longer ones, kind of still like held that in mind almost. Like, say it in 100 words if you could say it in 5, sort of.
Yeah, we definitely tried to keep them shorter. And we are more aggressive with cutting down when baiting each other's stuff for help than for when we're just baiting each other's like single works.
Yeah, for sure.
So did you keep that ruthlessness even after you dropped the 750?
Not quite as much, but we would definitely at times go to each other and be like, I think we have to snip this, because sometimes you can just tell.
Or we'd have it would be one of those things that you could kind of see, like, I think you're writing into the story.
Yeah, I was going to say writing into it.
That was a big thing. So like, but just to have somebody else's, like, I be like, oh yeah, you're totally right. Like I can start the story 2 paragraphs later than where I actually started it. And I think that it became a heart, like a machete and like a fierceness, but it never felt fierce. It just felt like, oh yeah, that makes total sense.
And I think that's sort of a critical, like that's coming around to a critical part of betaing, like collaborating when you get to the editing stage, is that when you're working together like that, you have to find that place where you can be comfortable being ruthless, because in a lot of ways when you're writing together, there's going to be more that needs to be cut, I find. Because of the time you're writing to your writing partner, you're almost explaining what's going to happen so that they know where you're going with it. And the reader doesn't always need to know everything that ends up on the page. So I think that in general with collaborating, there's a lot more editing. There's a lot more what I call combing, where you're going back through and dropping in the little pieces of things that need to have been spread out throughout of it instead of just dropped in one place. And so having that experience really early on in our co-writing relationship of that sort of arbitrary rule actually creating this environment where it was really positive for us to be deleting stuff, made it easier in the future.
Yeah, there was like a sort of positivity towards it. It was like, we did it. Yeah, we just got rid of all these words.
So satisfying when we could get it to 750. And it was fun because we would always do it together.
Yeah. It became a very like just exciting aspect of the whole series, was just kind of like working in the dock together and like having that time where we would know we were meeting up to just like do this and like hang out, kind of. It became like a
weekly date.
Yeah, I was gonna say a weekly date. Hell date. Hell date's Thursday.
But then it would also I think it translated later into, like, that sort of evolved into us also writing together. So we would be in the dock already together. And sometimes we would legitimately just start writing. And if you went and looked at like the document history, you could see it would be like a sentence of the story. And then we'd write messages to each other and then we'd get back in the story and stuff again. So like all that would get deleted eventually, but you can see it all in the Google history that half the time we were chatting in doc and then drifting in and out of the story itself.
And then I think that there was an eventual evolution where we well, I know that there was an eventual evolution where we stopped being like, okay, let's do a collab for this episode and you'll do chapter one and I'll do chapter two, where it just became like, I want to write this part. You want to write that part. So it doesn't matter where they fall in the story. Like, you can write the top of part two, I'll write the middle, you write the end, and then I'll do all of three and you do all of one. And it just like come together with how we wanted, like it came together based off what we wanted to write. Like there was definitely
there's no question of like fairness or balance or anything like that.
And it was like, I have an idea and I really want to do this part. I don't want to do any of the other parts. And you're like, okay, cool.
And we didn't have to worry about being in each other's space. Like in the beginning, we didn't know if we didn't know how to cross those lines. We didn't want to step on each other's toes. And, you know, but once we sort of got to that point where it was easy to just have at it, we could just get as wild as we want. And we do, maybe I think I did this much more than you did, but we do tapping in for orgasms because sometimes orgasms are really hard to write. And if you've written like 700 words already building up to it, and then it's like, I just got to write the thrusty thrust. And then the actual explosion is like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I'm out of words. And I'd be like, Ash, please finish this orgasm.
I feel like you did it more for orgasms and I seem to do it for like kissing. I'm just like,
oh God, why would anybody ask me to write a kiss? That's the hardest thing in, I wrote kisses for you? That's fucking crazy.
There was one that I was like, can you build up this kiss? Like maybe.
I could build up a kiss. I can't.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of things too. Like I kind of know, I think because I can be so minimal with my words that I'm like, it, like Ferret will be like, maybe this needs more build, or she'll just write the build. So it just like works.
I think the trust gets to a point, where you don't even have to be like, oh, do you think maybe you could like do it this way instead? We would just write over what the other person had said and they just, you know, either accept it or we'd end up chatting about it.
If it goes
more than two messages, you need to have a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, so it sounds like just with like the same with any kind of collaborative relationship, writing fic together is based on a shared common goal that is clearly articulated, a sense of trust in the other person, and a sense of play. Like your shared common goal is that the ultimate point is to make the story the strongest it can be. And so because of that, you can just have a little bit of fun and make it work the way you need it to work. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that is really fair. And I think that it's also the fun aspect is kind of like the less sort of attached you feel to your words, the more that you can just be like, let's just throw words in the air and see how it like ends up and like what works for both of us. And I think that like how we collaborate and held is very unique. Like I feel like when we beta each other's work, there's a little bit more propriety there. Like, or not propriety, but there's more like, I'm not going to like insert as much what I think. I'm just going to take what's on the page and edit it. Maybe do like, oh, you know, this could use a little bit more, like you can, this was a little rushed or something will be like a comment that's like critiquing. But I don't think that it's like withheld. If something was like, this felt a little rushed, it would be like, I'm going to write it to spread it out a little more. Like there's like a little less, like that's kind of like, I feel like the difference between how we work together with held and how we work together in a beta writer relationship.
Yeah. And even we have done collabs with other people too.
Yeah.
We did His Best Suit with Sap. And in those cases, when we had it divided up into sections, we were, I feel like I hesitate to use the word respect because I feel like that's the wrong connotation, but like respecting the boundaries of somebody else's work. We did not have boundaries in held. We do have boundaries when we're outside of held. And that was a case where we maintained more boundaries. But I also think one of us tapped the other in for something and I can't remember what it was.
Oh yeah. It might've been me. Yeah, I'm never going to remember what that was, but I do kind of recall what you're saying. Yeah. And I think that like when I
it was a question, right? It was like, hey, can you finish this sentence for me? I can't finish
it.
And we do that in our, like, we don't credit each other in our like solo fix for the sentences we write for each other, but we do it all the time.
Yeah. Like if Ferret writes like, you know, anything like 1K to 20K, and I wrote like five words of it, I'm not going to be like, excuse me, where's my collaboration? And I have collaborated with just other people entirely, and it's been much more of a like, it's been much more of a, this is your lane and this is my lane, and we're going to come together and we're going to create something together. And I think that that is a very like fun way to collaborate. I just think that it's unique in how me and Farrah collaborate, in that it was always just like the same lane, and then you can just play in the Google Doc together and like have a whole page that's literally just two people chatting about what's going on, and then be like, oh right, we're writing a story, let's continue writing the story.
It obviously worked for you guys because the series was and remains beloved within the Stony fandom. And speak for a lot of readers when I say that we're sad to see it go. It ended really, really, really well and kind of on the whole, but I know I would be remiss to not be the voice of our readers and ask if you guys have another collab planned.
I mean, we always, I think we always and will always have something like in the hutch for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like I love that experience of being in the same lane writing together. So I don't think it's something that either of us feel the need to like not do again.
Yeah, it's not like we stopped. We did absolutely did not stop Helm because we were sick of each other. I think we just felt like the long, like it had hit a point where we were dragging it just a little bit. Like we were, it wasn't as easy to come up with ideas, and it was getting a little harder to get the pieces out and feel satisfied with them.
And I think that we had also, we had kind of written the ending in our heads very early on. Like in the way that we like formatted it, we knew that the last word was going to be what the last word is, like, God, a year into it, maybe? Yeah. Like, it was very early on that we knew how it was going to end. And then I was really into like the bookends. Like the first episode and the last episode of each season is like a bookend. So we kind of knew based off of the format that existed that like the end was coming. It was just
we had to make a choice. There was no way we were going to stop partway through a season. And so we had to make a choice. It took us 1 year to write season one. It took 2 years to write season two. So we were looking at it and saying, you know, it's going to be 4 years to write season three. And we would have been super disappointed not to give it an end. So we decided to end it before. But it was, it was definitely held field, but felt like it was over.
Well, and we're also just a little obsessive over numbers. So when it just started, it started February 2nd, 2017. So once we were like, well, we should end it at the end of the season. The end of the season should be February 2nd, 2020.
Because it was also all twos,
it was all twos. And then we were very snipping when it came to the overall word count of held, which honestly, I don't know if anybody's noticed other than the two of us, but
we guarantee no one has.
But it made us happy. So we were very excited about just like playing with little number things and not like in jokes, because they're just more like these are the things that like move us. Like we're very number oriented, I guess.
Ash's 0909 is because her birthday's 0909. And my birthday is 8888. So that's always been like a thing between the two of us. And so we're obsessed with anything that's eight or nine, but even better if it's got eights and nines. So the final word count for held is 189,989. And we played that on purpose, and we got to the last ones we saw was possible. So we went for it.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy shit we like to do. But in terms of doing other things, we definitely do. We've already talked about a Firefighter Steve AU fic that's been in the works for a while. We have other stuff. I mean, we're both people who love to float ideas, and you kind of have to see which ones bite. But like, I literally can't imagine ever, even if she leaves Stony, because we know Ashley's leaving before I do.
Never leave. I'll just have like other fandoms that orbit the sun of Stony.
They rise and fall, but you always come home to me.
Exactly.
I can't imagine us ever not writing together.
Yeah, it's just too fun. And it's also just so different than writing by yourself. So it's not like I get the same sort of enjoyment. I mean, I do get enjoyment writing by myself, but it's just a different enjoyment. So to know that I could play in a Word doc with somebody and have just like such an amazing time, like why would I want to stop that? So it's really just like coming up with an idea that both of us are interested in and then like devoting the time and the focus and the every Thursday for a week for 3 years.
And when every time we meet up, we're like the next time we see each other in person is going to be the first time ever that we've seen each other in person and not had notes to plan. We would write them together sitting side by side on the couch and we planned out a whole bunch of them walking around the city and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to need to do something because that's going to be weird.
Cause that's too fun not to do.
So. Well, then the rest of us will certainly keep our eyes peeled on our inboxes for that subscription notification. So Ashes and Ferret, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.